Between salutes and spotlights, spoken word poem, Swamp's new style. I was born between two uniforms, one crisp with medals, one made of light. A mother who saluted the sun before breakfast, a father who rehearsed lines in his reflection. Two worlds, two ways to stand tall. One spoke in orders, the other in emotions. And me, I was the echo that learned both languages. Mama, she was steel and sunrise, highest ranking woman in the army back in the 80s. Walking through history with heels on gravel, turning salutes into symphonies. Every command she gave carried a hum of grace. Every silence meant stand strong, not loud. She taught me how to march without music, how to show up even when you're scared to. She said discipline ain't punishment, it's direction. And I carried that like scripture through every broken plan. Daddy was the dreamer, Hollywood smile, stage light, heartbeat, could charm a crowd or calm a storm with the same sentence. He saw the world as one big scene to rewrite, always rehearsing, always reaching. His lessons were softer. Feel before you speak, son. The world's full of noise, be the sound that lasts. But love don't always march in step or hit its cue, they split. And a house divided don't crumble, it echoes. Two kitchens, two Christmases, one child learning to be fluent in contradiction. I packed a duffel with both their ghosts, her structure, his soul, her fire, his flow, and somewhere in the middle, me. Divorce don't just separate parents, it splits time. You start seeing life in shifts. Weekends with dreams, weekdays with duty. I learned to build bridges with phone calls, learned how to love people from opposite sides of a map. There were days I felt like a letter lost in the mail, stamped with both addresses, belonging to neither fully. But that's where I found my rhythm, between the salute and the spotlight. Between her boots and his scripts, between yes ma'am and action. I became a voice with both precision and poetry. A soldier of spirit, a performer of peace. Mama's strength made sure I survived. Dad's art made sure I felt alive. And that split home, it taught me how to balance, how to build harmony out of halves. When I write now, it's both of them speaking. Her cadence and my structure, his soul and my rhythm, her patience and my purpose, his heart and my hunger. I used to wonder what it'd be like if they stayed. One table, one story. But now I know. Some homes break to build their children wider. Some love leaves not to vanish, but to teach perspective. And though they walk separate roads, I still see both their footprints in every step I take. I am proof that you can grow from fracture, that identity ain't halves, it's mosaic. I carry her salutes in my backbone, as applause in my lungs. And when I speak, I bridge them again. When I fall, I rise in both their names. I am the son of the strongest woman and the softest man, the child of a soldier and a storyteller, the living line where duty meets dream. They gave me opposite tools, but I built one truth. That love doesn't fail when it ends, it just changes form. So here I stand, balanced on memory, forged from order and imagination, half steel, half spark, all heart. Home ain't the walls, it's what survives the split. Family ain't perfect, it's persistent and strength. It's learning to salute the past while still stepping into your own spotlight.